Hello, this is Dwayne again, bringing you more good stuff you really ought to know. Today I'd like to look briefly at right-hand runs. You can fill up the empty spaces in any kind of song just through the use of runs made out of whatever chords in force. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, it's so obvious, but if you haven't thought about it or you haven't been taught that, I guess it's not obvious, but no matter what the chord is, you just break up that chord. For example, if the chord is F minor 7th, you can make a run out of that F minor 7th, can't you, right up the keyboard, or back down the keyboard, or any combination thereof. In our example, we have the chord C6. It's always a good idea, by the way, if the melody is E, to put the melody on top in a run. It doesn't have to be that way, but it just sounds, you got a stronger melody if you keep the melody note on top. In other words, if it was C6 but the melody was G, it'd be a better idea to run the run up by playing A C E G. In other words, keep the G on top. Whatever the melody note is, try to keep it on top. Okay. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what's the time frame there? Well, it really doesn't matter. You can do it slowly. You can do it rapidly. The thing that defines the time frame is how soon you have to be back for the next note. Okay, because this is in the context of a song, isn't it? If you have three beats and you can go one, two, three, then you go on to the, you know, whatever the next melody note is, right? If there's only two beats, then you only have two beats. One, two, and then you go on. If you got two beats there, then you go on. If you got four beats, one, two, three, four. You see, you got four beats to do whatever you want, to take that chord, take that broken chord up the keyboard or back down, or hesitate. You know, you don't have to go straight up and down. You could go, see, I'm kind of hesitant. I'll move from one octave to the next, and then I'll hesitate within that octave, and then I'll move on up or go back down. Okay, so don't feel like you have to go in one direction. You can stay where you are or jump back and forth. Well, there's some more good stuff you really ought to know.